This is side two of tape two of the book A Traveler's Narrative, from page 67. O King, the gales of the mercy of the Merciful One have converted these servants and drawn them to the region of the divine unity. The witness of the faithful lover is in his sleeve. But some of the doctors of Persia have troubled the most luminous heart of the King of the Age with regard to those who are admitted into the sanctuary of the Merciful One, and those who make for the Kaaba of wisdom. O would that the world ordering judgment to the king might decide that this servant should meet those doctors, and in the presence of his majesty the king, adduce arguments and proofs. This servant is ready, and hopeth of God that such a conference may be brought about, so that the truth of the matter may become evident and apparent before his majesty the king. And afterwards the decision is in thy hand, and I am ready to confront the throne of thy sovereignty. Then give judgment for me or against me. The merciful Lord saith in the Furqan, which is the enduring proof amidst the host of existences, desire death then, if ye be sincere. He hath declared the desiring of death to be the proof of sincerity, and it will be apparent in the mirror of the king's luminous mind which party it is that hath this day foregone life in the way of him who is adored by the dwellers upon earth. Had the doctrinal books of this people, composed in proof of that wherein they are, been written with the blood which has been shed in his way, exalted is he, books innumerable would assuredly have been apparent and visible amongst mankind. How then can one repudiate this people, whose words and deeds are consistent, and accept those persons who neither have foregone nor will forego one atom of the consideration which they enjoy in the way of God the Sovereign? Some of the doctors of Persia who have denounced this servant have never either met or seen him, nor even become cognizant of his intent. Nevertheless, they said what they desired and do what they will. Every statement requires proof, and is not established merely by assertion or by outward gear of asceticism. A translation of some passages from the contents of the hidden book of Fatima, upon her be the blessings of God, which are opposite to this place, will now be submitted in the Persian language, in order that some things now concealed may be revealed before the royal presence. Those addressed in these utterances in the above-mentioned book, which is today known as Hidden Words, are those people who are outwardly notable for science and piety, but who are inwardly subservient to their passions and lust. He says, O faithless ones, why do ye outwardly claim to be shepherds, while inwardly ye have become the wolves of my sheep? Your likeness is like unto the star before the morning, which is apparently bright and luminous, but really causeth the misguidance and destruction of the caravans of my city and country. So likewise he saith, O outwardly fair and inwardly faulty, thy likeness is like unto clear bitter water, wherein outwardly the utmost sweetness and purity is beheld, but when it falleth into the assaying hands of the taste of the divine unity, he doth not accept a single drop thereof. The radiance of the sun is on the earth and on the mirror alike, but regard the difference as from the guard stars to the earth, nay, between them is a limitless distance. So likewise he saith, O child of the world, many a morning hath the effulgence of my grace come unto thy place from the dayspring of the placeless, found thee on the couch of ease busied with other things, and returned like the lightning of the spirit to the bright abode of glory. And I, desiring not thy shame, declared it not in the retreats of nearness to the hosts of holiness. So likewise he saith, O pretender to my friendship, in the morning the breeze of my grace passed by thee, and found thee sleeping on the bed of heedlessness, and wept over thy condition, and turned back. Fini. In the presence of the king's justice, therefore, the statement of an adversary ought not to be accepted as sufficient. And in the Furqan, which distinguisheth between truth and falsehood, he says, O ye who believe, if there come unto you a sinner with a message, then discriminate, lest you fall upon a people in ignorance, and on the morrow repent of what ye have done. And it hath come down in holy tradition, credit not the culminator. The matter hath been misapprehended by certain doctors, neither have they seen this servant. But those persons who have met him testify that this servant hath not spoken contrary to that which God hath ordained in the book, and recite this blessed verse, He saith, exalted is he, do ye disavow us for aught save that we believe in God, and what hath been sent down unto us, and what was sent down before? O King of the age, the eyes of these wanderers turn and gaze in the direction of the mercy of the Merciful One, and assuredly to these afflictions shall the greatest mercy succeed, and after these most grievous hardships shall follow great ease. But our hope is this, that His Majesty the King will himself turn his attention to these matters, which thing will be the cause of the hope in our hearts. And this is unmixed good which hath been submitted, and God sufficeth for a witness. Glory be to thee, O God, O God. I bear witness that the heart of the King is between the fingers of thine power. If thou pleasest, turn it, O God, in the direction of mercy and kindliness. Verily thou art the exalted, the potent, the beneficent. There is no God but thee, the mighty from whom help is sought. Concerning the qualifications of the doctors, he saith, But amongst the lawyers he who guardeth himself, observeth his religion, opposeth his lust, and obeyeth the command of his Lord, it is incumbent on the people to follow him unto the end. And if the King of the age will regard this utterance, which proceedeth from the tongue of the recipient of divine inspiration, he will observe that those characterized by the qualities transmitted in the aforementioned tradition are rarer than the philosopher's stone. Therefore the claim of every person pretending to science neither hath been nor is heard. So likewise, in describing the lawyers of the latter time, he says, The lawyers of that time are the most evil of lawyers under the shadow of heaven. From them cometh forth mischief, and unto them it returneth. And if any person deny these traditions, the establishing thereof is incumbent on this servant. But since our object is brevity, therefore the detail of the authorities hath not been submitted. Those doctors who have indeed drunk of the cup of renunciation never interfered with this servant, even as the late Sheikh Murtada, may God exalt his station and cause him to dwell under the shadow of the domes of his grace, used to show us affection during the days of our sojourn in Iraq, and used not to speak concerning this matter otherwise than God hath permitted. We ask God to help all men unto that which he loveth and approveth. Now all people have shut their eyes to all these matters, and are bent on the persecution of this sect, so that it should be demanded of certain persons who, after God's grace, rest in the shadow of the King's clemency and enjoy unbounded blessings. In return for the King's favor, what service have ye wrought? Have ye by wise policy added any country to his countries? Or have ye applied yourselves to aught which would cause the comfort of the people, the prosperity of the kingdom, and the continuance of fair fame for the state? They have no reply save this, that falsely or truly they designate a number of persons in the presence of the king by the name of Babis, and forthwith engage in slaughter and plunder, even as in Tabriz and elsewhere they sold certain ones and received much wealth, and this was never represented before the presence of the king. All these things have occurred because of this, that they have found these poor people without a helper. They have foregone matters of moment and have fallen upon these poor unfortunates. Many sects and diverse tribes rest tranquil in the shadow of the king, and of these sects one is this people. Were it not best that the lofty endeavor and magnanimity of those who surround the king should be so witnessed, that they should be scheming for all factions to come under the king's shadow, and that they should govern amidst all with justice? To put in force the ordinances of God is unmixed justice, and with this all are satisfied. Nay, the ordinances of God ever have been and will be the instrument and means for the protection of his creatures. As he saith, exalted is he. And in retaliation ye have life, O people of understanding. But it is far from the justice of his majesty the king, that for the fault of one person, a number of persons should become the objects of the scourges of wrath. God, glorious as his mention saith, none shall bear the burden of another. And this is sufficiently evident, that in every community there have been and will be learned and ignorant, wise and foolish, sinful and pious. And to commit abominable actions is far from the wise man, for the wise man either seeketh the world or abandoneth it. If he abandoneth it, assuredly he will not regard aught save God, and apart from this the fear of God will withhold him from committing forbidden and culpable actions. And if he seeketh the world, he will assuredly not commit deeds which will cause and induce the aversion of God's servants and produce horror in those who are in all lands, but rather will he practice such deeds as will cause the adhesion of mankind. So it hath been demonstrated that detestable actions have been and will be wrought only by ignorant persons. We ask God to keep his servants from regarding aught but him, and to bring them near to him. Verily he is potent over all things. Glory be to thee, O God, my God. Thou hearest my groaning, and seest my state and my distress and my affliction, and knowest what is in my soul. If my cry be sincerely for thy sake, then draw thereby the hearts of thy creatures unto the horizon of the heaven of thy recognition, and turn the king unto the right hand of the throne of thy name, the Merciful. Then bestow on him, O my God, the blessing which hath descended from the heaven of thy favor and the clouds of thy mercy, that he may sever himself from that which he hath, and turn toward the region of thy bounties. O Lord, help him to support the oppressed amongst thy servants, and to raise up thy word amidst thy people. Then aid him with the host of the unseen and the seen, that he may subdue cities in thy name, and rule over all who are upon the earth by thy power and authority. O thou, in whose hand is the kingdom of creation, and verily thou art he who ruleth at the beginning and in the end, there is no God save thee, the potent, the mighty, the wise. They have misinterpreted matters before the presence of the king in such a way that if any ill deed proceed from any or one of this sect, they account it as a part of the religion of these servants. But by God, beside whom there is no other God, this servant hath not sanctioned the committing of sins, much less that whereof the prohibition hath been explicitly revealed in the book of God. God hath prohibited unto men the drinking of wine, and the unlawfulness thereof hath been revealed and recorded in the book of God. And the doctors of the age, may God multiply the like of them, have unanimously prohibited unto men this abominable action, yet withal do some commit it. Now the punishment of this action falls on these heedless persons, while those manifestations of the glory of sanctity continue holy and undefiled, unto their sanctity of all being, whether of the seen or the unseen, testifieth. Yea, these servants of God regard God as doing what he pleaseth and ordering what he willeth. There is no retreat nor way of flight for anyone save unto God, and no refuge nor asylum but in him. And at no time hath the cavilling of men, whether learned or unlearned, been a thing to rely on, nor will it be so. The very prophets, and who are the pearls of the ocean of unity and the recipients of divine revelation, have ever been the objects of men's aversion and cavilling, much more these servants. Even as he saith, every nation schemed against their apostle to catch him, and they contended with falsehood therewith to refute the truth. So likewise he saith, there came not unto them any apostle, but they mocked at him. Consider the appearance of the seal of the prophets, the king of the elect, the soul of the worlds be his sacrifice. After the dawning of the Sun of Truth from the horizon of the Hijaz, what wrongs befell the manifestation of the might of the Lord and of glory at the hands of the people of error. So heedless were men that they were wont to consider the vexation of that Holy One as one of the greatest of good works, and as the means of approaching God the Most High. For in the first years the doctors of that age, whether Jews or Christians, turned aside from that sun of the highest horizon, and at the turning aside of these persons, all, whether humble or noble, girt up their loins to quench the radiance of the light of the horizon of ideals. The names of all are recorded in the books. Amongst them were Wab im Rahim, Kab im Ashraf, Abdullah ibn Ubay, and the like of these persons, till at length the matter reached such a point that they convened a meeting to take counsel as to the shedding of the most pure blood of that Holy One, as God, glorious as his mention, hath declared. And when those who misbelieved plotted against thee to confine thee, or slay thee, or drive thee out, and they plotted, and God plotted, and God is the best of plotters. So likewise he saith, and if their aversion be grievous unto thee, then if thou art able to seek out a hole down in the earth, or a ladder up into the sky, that thou mayest show them a sign, do so. But if God pleased, he would assuredly bring them all to the true guidance. Be not therefore one of the ignorant. By God, the hearts of those near unto God are scorched at the purport of these two blessed verses, But the like of these matters certainly transmitted to us are blotted out of sight, and men have not reflected, neither do reflect, what was the reason of the turning aside of God's servants at the appearance of the day springs of divine lights. So too, before the seal of the prophets, consider Jesus, the Son of Mary. After the appearance of that manifestation of the Merciful One, all the doctors charged that quintessence of faith with misbelief and rebelliousness, until at length, with the consent of Annas, who was the chief of the doctors of that age, and likewise Caiaphas, who was the most learned of the judges, they wrought upon that Holy One that which the pen is ashamed and unable to repeat. The earth with its amplitude was too straight for him, until God took him up into the heaven. But were a detailed account of the prophets to be submitted, it is feared that the weariness might result. O, would that thou mightest permit, O King, that we should send unto thy majesty that whereby eyes would be refreshed, souls tranquillized, and every just person assured that with him, Baha'u'llah, is knowledge of the book. Were it not for the turning aside of the ignorant and the willful blindness of the doctors, verily I would utter a discourse whereat hearts would be glad, and would fly unto the air from the murmur of whose winds is heard, there is no God but he. But now, because the time admitteth it not, the tongue is withheld from utterance, and the vessel of declaration is sealed, until God shall unclose it by his power. Verily he is the potent, the powerful. Glory be to thee, O God, my God. I ask of thee in thy name, whereby thou hast subdued whomsoever is in the heavens and the earth, that thou wilt keep the lamp of thy religion with the glass of thy power and thy favors, so that the winds of denial pass not by it from the region of those who are heedless of the mysteries of thy sovereign name. Then increase its light by the oil of thy wisdom. Verily thou art potent over whomsoever is in thy earth and thy heaven. O Lord, I ask of thee by thy supreme word, whereat whosoever is in the earth and the heaven feareth save him who taketh hold of the most firm handle, that thou wilt not abandon me amongst thy creatures. Lift me up unto thee, and make me to enter in under the shadows of thy mercy, and give me to drink of the pure wine of thy grace, that I may dwell under the canopy of thy glory, and the domes of thy favors. Verily thou art the powerful unto that thou wishest, and verily thou art the protecting, the self-sufficing. O King, the lamps of justice are extinguished, and the fire of persecution is kindled on all sides, until that they have made my people captives. This is not the first honor which hath been violated in the way of God. It behooveth every one to regard and recall what befell the kindred of the prophet until that the people made them captives, and brought them in unto Damascus, the spacious. And amongst them was the prince of worshippers, the stay of the elect, the sanctuary of the eager, the soul of all beside him be his sacrifice. It was said unto them, Are ye seceders? He said, No, by God, we are servants who have believed in God and in his signs, and through us the teeth of faith are disclosed in a smile, and the sign of the Merciful One shineth forth. Through our mention spreadeth Al-Batha. And the darkness which intervened between earth and heaven is dispelled. It was said, Have ye forbidden what God hath sanctioned, or sanctioned what God hath forbidden? He said, We were the first who followed the commandments of God. We are the source of command and its origin, and the first fruits of all good and its consummation. We are the signs of the Eternal, and his commemoration amongst the nations. It was said, Have ye abandoned the Quran? He said, Through us did the Merciful One reveal it, and we are the gales of the All-Glorious amidst his creatures. We are streams which have arisen from the most mighty ocean, whereby God reviveth the earth after its death. From us his signs are diffused, his evidences are manifested, and his tokens appear. And with us are his mysteries and his secrets. It was said, For what fault then were ye afflicted? He said, For the love of God and our severance from all beside him. Verily we have not repeated his expressions, Upon him be peace, but rather we have made manifest a spray from the ocean of life which was deposited in his words, that by it those who advance may live, and be aware of what hath befallen the trusted ones of God on the part of an evil and most reprobate people. And today we see the people censuring those who acted unjustly of yore, while they oppress more vehemently than those oppressed, and know it not. By God, I do not desire sedition, but the purification of God's servants from all that withholdeth them from approach to God, the King of the day of invocation. I was asleep on my couch. The breaths of my Lord the Merciful passed over me and awakened me from sleep. To this bear witness the denizens of the realms of his power and his kingdom, and the dwellers in the cities of his glory, and himself the true. I am not impatient of calamities in his way, nor of afflictions for his love and at his good pleasure. God hath made affliction as a morning shower to this green pasture, and as a match for his lamp whereby earth and heaven are illumined. Shall that which any one hath of wealth endure unto him, or avail him tomorrow with him who holdeth his forelock? If any should look on those who sleep under slabs and keep company with the dust, can he distinguish the bones of the king's skull from the knuckles of his slave? No, by the King of Kings. Or doth he know governors from herdsmen, or discern the wealthy and the rich from him who was without shoes or carpet? By God distinction is removed, save for him who fulfilled righteousness and judged uprightly. Where are the doctors, the scholars, the nobles? Where is the keenness of their glances, the sharpness of their sight, the subtlety of their thoughts, the soundness of their undertakings? Where are their hidden treasures and their apparent gods, their bejeweled thrones and their ample couches? Alas, all have been laid waste, and the decree of God hath rendered them as scattered dust. Emptied is what they treasured up, and dissipated is what they collected, and dispersed is what they concealed. They have become such that thou seest not but their empty places, their gaping roofs, their uprooted beams, their new things waxed old. As for the discerning man, verily wealth will not divert him from regarding the end. And for the prudent man, riches will not withhold him from turning toward God, the rich, the exalted. Where is he who held dominion over all whereon the sun arose, and who spent lavishly and sought after curious things in the world, and what is therein created? Where is the Lord of the swarthy squadron and the yellow standard? Where is he who ruled Zarar, and where he who wrought injustice in Damascus the spacious? Where are they at whose bounties treasures were afraid, at whose open-handedness and generosity the ocean was dismayed? Where is he whose arm was stretched forth in rebelliousness, whose heart turned away from the Merciful One? Where is he who used to make choice of pleasures and cull the fruits of desires? Where are the dames of the bridal chambers and the possessors of beauty? Where are their waving branches and their spreading boughs, their lofty palaces and trellised gardens? Where is the smoothness of the expanses thereof, and the softness of their breezes, the rippling of their waters, and the murmur of their winds, the cooing of their doves, and the rustling of their trees? Where are their laughing hearts and their smiling teeth? Woe unto them! They have descended to the abyss and become companions to the pebbles. Today no mention is heard of them, nor any sound. Nothing is known from them, nor any hint. Will the people dispute it while they behold it? Will they deny it when they know it? I know not in what valley they wander erringly. Do they not see that they depart and return not? How long will they be famous in the low countries and in the high, descend and ascend? Is not the time yet come to those who believe for their hearts to become humble for the remembrance of God? Well is it with that one who has said, or shall say, Yea, O Lord, the time is ripe and hath come, and who severeth himself from all that is. Alas, naught is reaped but what is sown, and naught is taken but what is laid up, save by the grace of God and his favor. Hath the earth conceived him whom the veils of glory prevent not from ascending into the kingdom of his Lord, the mighty and the supreme? Have we any good works whereby defects shall be removed, or which shall bring us near unto the Lord of causes? We ask God to deal with us according to his grace, not his justice, and to make us of those who turn toward him, and sever themselves from all beside him. O King, I have seen in the way of God what no eye hath seen, nor ear hath heard. Friends have disclaimed me, ways are straitened unto me. The pool of safety is dried up, the plain of ease is scorched yellow. How many calamities have descended, and how many will descend? I walk advancing toward the mighty, the bounteous, while behind me glides the serpent. My eyes rain down tears until my bed is drenched, but my sorrow is not for myself. By God, my head longeth for the spears for the love of its Lord, and I never pass by a tree but my heart addresseth it, saying, Oh, would that thou wert cut down in my name, and my body were crucified upon thee in the way of my Lord. Yea, because I see mankind going astray in their intoxication, and they know it not. They have exalted their lusts and put aside their God, as though they took the command of God for a mockery, a sport, and a plaything. And they think that they do well, and that they are harbored in the citadel of security. The matter is not as they suppose. Tomorrow they shall see what they now deny. We are about to shift from this most remote place of banishment unto the prison of Acca, and according to what they say, it is assuredly the most desolate of the cities of the world, the most unsightly of them in appearance, the most detestable in climate, and the foulest in water. It is as though it were the metropolis of the owl. There is not heard from its regions aught save the sound of its hooting, and in it they intend to imprison the servant, and to shut in our faces the doors of leniency, and take away from us the good things of the life of the world, during what remaineth of our days. By God, though weariness should weaken me, and hunger should destroy me, though my couch should be made of the hard rock, and my associates of the beasts of the desert, I will not blench, but will be patient, as the resolute and determined are patient, in the strength of God, the King of pre-existence, the Creator of the nations. And under all circumstances I give thanks unto God. And we hope of his graciousness, exalted is he, the freedom of our necks from chains and shackles in this imprisonment, and that he will render all men's faces sincere toward him, the mighty, the bounteous. Verily he answereth him who prayeth unto him, and is near unto him who calleth on him. And we ask him to make this dark calamity a buckler for the body of his saints, and to protect them thereby from sharp swords and piercing blades. Through affliction hath his light shone, and his praise been bright unceasingly. This hath been his method through past ages and bygone times. The people shall know what today they understand not, when their steeds shall stumble, their beds be rolled up, their swords be blunted, and their footsteps slip. I know not how long they shall ride the steed of desire and wander erringly in the desert of heedlessness and error. Of glory shall any glory endure, or of abasement any abasement? Or shall he endure who used to say himself on high cushions, and who attained in splendor the utmost limit? No, by my Lord the Merciful, all that is thereon is transient, and there remaineth only the face of my Lord, the Mighty, the Beneficent. What buckler hath not the arrow of destruction smitten, or what pinion hath not the hand of fate plucked? From what fortress hath the messenger of death been kept back when he came? What throne hath not been broken, or what palace hath not been left desolate? Did men but know what pure wine of the mercy of their Lord, the Mighty, the All-Knowing, was beneath the seal, they would certainly cast aside a reproach and seek to be satisfied by this servant. But now have they veiled me with a veil of darkness which they have woven with the hands of doubts and fancies. The white hand shall cleave an opening to this somber night. On that day the servants of God shall say what those cavilling women said of yore, that there may appear in the end what began in the beginning. Do they desire to tarry when their foot is in the stirrup, or do they see any return in their going? No, by the Lord of Lords, save in the resurrection. On that day men shall arise from the tombs, and shall be questioned concerning their riches. Happy that one whom burdens shall not oppress on that day, wherein the mountains shall pass away, and all shall appear for the questioning in the presence of God the Exalted. Verily he is severe in punishing. We ask God to sanctify the hearts of certain of the doubters from rancor and hatred, that they may regard things with eyes which closure overcometh not, and to raise them unto a station where the world and the lordship thereof shall not turn them aside from looking toward the supreme horizon, and where anxiety for gaining a livelihood and providing household goods shall not divert them from the thought of that day whereon the mountains shall be made like carpets. Though they rejoice at that which hath befallen us of calamity, there shall come a day whereon they shall wail and weep. By my Lord, were I given the choice between the glory and opulence, the wealth and dignity, the ease and luxury wherein they are, and the distress and afflictions wherein I am, I would certainly choose that wherein I am today, and I would not now exchange one atom of these afflictions for all that hath been created in the kingdom of production. Were it not for afflictions in the way of God, my
continuance would have no sweetness for me, nor would my life profit me. Let it not be hidden from the discerning, and such as look towards the chiefest outlook, that I, during the greater part of my days, was as a servant sitting beneath a sword suspended by a single hair, who knoweth not when it shall descend upon him, whether it shall descend instantly or after a while. And in all this we give thanks to God, the Lord of the world, and we praise him under all circumstances. Verily he is a witness unto all things. We ask God to extend his shadow, that the Unitarians may haste thereto, and that the serene may take shelter therein, and to bestow on these servants flowers for the garden of his grace, and stars from the horizon of his favors, and to assist him in that which he liketh and approveth, and to help him unto that which shall bring him near to the dayspring of his most comely names, that he may not shut his eyes to the wrong which he seeth, but may regard his subjects with the eye of favor, and preserve them from violence. And we ask him, exalted as he, to make thee a helper unto his religion, and a regarder of his justice, that thou mayest rule over his servants as thou rulest over those of thy kindred, and mayest choose for them what thou wouldest choose for thyself. Verily he is the potent, the exalted, the protecting, the self-subsistent. Now, since suitable occasion hath arisen, it hath been considered appropriate that some of the precepts of Baha'u'llah, which are contained in tracts and epistles, should also be inserted briefly in this treatise, so that the main principles and practice and their foundations and bases may become clear and apparent. And these texts have been copied from numerous tracts. Among them is this: consort with people of all religions with the spirituality and fragrance. Beware lest the zeal of ignorance possess you amongst mankind. All originated from God, and returneth unto him. Verily he is the source of creation, and the goal of the worlds. And amongst them is this: ye are forbidden sedition and strife in the books and epistles, and herein I desire not save your exaltation and elevation, whereunto beareth witness the heavens and its stars, the sun and its radiance, the trees and their leaves, the seas and their waves, and the earth and its treasures. We ask God to continue his saints and strengthen them unto that which befitteth them in this blessed, precious, and wondrous station, and we ask him to assist those who surround me to act according to that whereunto they have been commanded on the part of the Supreme Pen. And amongst them is this: the fairest tree of knowledge is this sublime world. Ye are all the fruit of one tree and the leaves of one branch. Pride is not from him who loves his country, but for him who loves the whole world. And amongst them is this: verily he who educateth this son or one of the sons of another, it is as though he educated one of my sons. Upon him be the splendor of God and his grace and his mercy, which precedeth the world. Amongst them is this: O people of Baha, ye have been and are the dawnings of affection and the daysprings of divine grace. Defile not the tongue with cursing or execration of any one, and guard the eye from that which is not seemly. Show forth that which ye have. If it be acceptable, the object is attained. If not, interference is vain. Leave him to himself, while advancing toward God, the protecting, the self-subsistent. Be not a cause of grief, much less of strife and sedition. It is hoped that he will be nurtured in the shade of the low tree of divine grace, and practice that which God desireth. Ye are all leaves of one tree and drops of one sea. Page 84. Among them is this: the faith of God and religion of God hath been revealed and manifested from the heaven of the will of the King of pre-existence, only for the union and concord of the dwellers upon earth. Make it not a cause of discord and dissension. The principal means and chief instruments for bringing about the appearance and irradiation of the luminary of concord is the religion of God and the law of the Lord, while the growth of the world, the education of the nations, and the peace and comfort of those in all lands are through the divine ordinances and decrees. This is the principal means for this most great gift. It giveth the cup of life, bestoweth everlasting life, and conferreth eternal blessedness. The chiefs of the earth, especially the exemplars of divine justice, must make strenuous efforts to guard this state and to upraise and preserve it. So likewise that which is necessary is inquiry into the condition of the people and cognizance of the deeds and circumstances of each one of the different classes. We desire of the exemplars of God's power namely of kings and chiefs, that they will make endeavor, perchance discord may depart out of their midst, and horizons may be illumined with the light of concord. All must hold to that which floweth from the pen of reminder, and practice it. God witnesseth, and all the atoms of existence testify that we have mentioned that which will be the cause of the exaltation, elevation, education, preservation, and reformation of the dwellers upon earth. We desire of God that he will strengthen his servants. That which is this oppressed one seeketh of all is justice and fairness. Let them not be satisfied with listening. Let them ponder on what hath become manifest from this oppressed one. I swear by the Sun of Revelation, which hath shone forth from the horizon of the heaven of the kingdom of the Merciful One, that if any other expositor or speaker had been beheld, I would not have made myself an object for the malevolence and the calumnies of mankind. Fini. By these sentences, a clue to the principles, ideas, line of conduct, behavior, and intentions of the sect is placed in the hand, whereas if we seek to become acquainted with the truth of this matter through the accounts and stories which are in the mouths of men, the truth will be entirely concealed and hidden by reason of their manifold differences and contrariety. It is therefore best to discover the principles and objects of this sect from the contents of their teachings, tracts, and epistles. There is no authority, nor are there any proofs or texts superior to these, for this is the foundation of foundations and the ultimate criterion. One cannot judge of the generality by the speech or action of individuals, for diversity of states is one of the peculiarities and concomitants of the human race. At all events, in the beginning of the year 1285 A.H., they transferred Baha'u'llah and all those persons who were with him from Adrianople to the prison of Akka, and Mirza Yahya to the fortress of Famagusta, and there they remained. But in Persia, after a while, sundry persons who were discerning in matters, notable for wise policy and aware of and cognizant of the truth of the earlier and later events, made representation before the presence of His Majesty the King, saying, "What has hitherto been reported, related, asserted, and alleged concerning this sect in the royal presence was either an exaggeration, or else the speakers fabricated statements with a view to their own individual designs and the attainment of personal advantages. If so be that His Majesty the King will investigate matters in his own noble person, it is believed that it will become clear before his presence that this sect have no worldly object nor any concern with political matters. The fulcrum of their motion and rest and the pivot of their caste and conduct is restricted to spiritual things and confined to matters of conscience. It has nothing to do with the affairs of government, nor any concern with the powers of the throne. Its principles are the withdrawal of veils, the verification of signs, the education of souls, the reformation of characters, the purification of hearts, and illumination with the gleams of enlightenment. That which befits the kingly dignity and beseems the worldly ordering diadem is this, that all subjects of every class and creed should be the objects of bounty, and should abide in the utmost tranquility and prosperity under the wide shadow of the King's justice. For the divine shadow is the refuge of all the dwellers upon earth, and the asylum of all mankind. It is not limited to one party. In particular, the true nature and real doctrine of this sect have now become evident and well known. All their writings and tracts have repeatedly and frequently fallen into our hands, and are to be found preserved in the possession of the government. If they be pursued, the actual truth and inward verity will become clear and apparent. These pages are entirely taken up with prohibitions of sedition, recommendations of upright conduct amongst mankind, obedience, submission, loyalty, conformity, acquisition of laudable qualities, and encouragements to become endowed with praiseworthy accomplishments and characteristics. They have absolutely no reference to political questions, nor do they treat of that which could cause disturbance or sedition. Under these circumstances, a just government can find no excuse and possesses no pretext for further persecuting this sect, except a claim to the right of interference in thought and conscience, which are the private possession of the heart and soul. And as regards this matter, there has already been much interference, and countless efforts have been made. What blood has been shed, what heads have been hung up. Thousands of persons have been slain. Thousands of women and children have become wanderers or captives. Many are the buildings which have been ruined, and how many noble races and families have become headless and homeless. Yet naught has been effected, and no advantage has been gained. No remedy has been discovered for this ill, nor any easy salve for this wound. To ensure freedom of conscience and tranquility of heart and soul is one of the duties and functions of government, and is in all ages the cause of progress and development and ascendancy over other lands. Other civilized countries acquired not this preeminence, nor attained unto these high degrees of influence and power, till such time as they put away the strife of sex out of their midst, and dealt with all classes according to one standard. All are one people, one nation, one species, one kind. The common interest is complete equality. Justice and equality amongst mankind are amongst the chief promoters of empire, and the principal means to the extension of the skirt of conquest. From whatever section of earth's denizens signs of contentiousness appear, prompt punishment is required by a just government, whilst any person who girds up the loins of endeavor and carries off the ball of priority is deserving of royal favors and worthy of splendid gifts. Times are changed, and the need and fashion of the world are changed. Interference with creed and faith in every country causes manifest detriment, while justice and equality and equal dealing towards all peoples of the face of the earth are the means whereby progress is effected. It is right to exercise caution and care with regard to political factions, and to be fearful and apprehensive of material sects, for the subjects occupying the thoughts of the former are designs of interference in political matters and desire of ostentation, while the actions and conduct of the latter are subversive of safety and tranquility. But this sect are steadfast in their own path and firmly established in conduct and faith. They are pious, devoted, tenacious, and consistent in such sort that they freely lay down their lives, and after their own way seek to please God. They are strenuous in effort and earnest in endeavor. They are the essence of obedience, and most patient in hardship and trouble. They sacrifice their existence, and raise no complaint or cry. What they utter is, in truth, the secret of longing of the heart, and what they seek and pursue is by the direction of a leader. It is therefore necessary to regard their principles and their chief, and not to make a trivial thing of pretext. Now, since the conduct of the chief, the teachings of his epistles, and the purport of his writings are apparent and well known, the line of action of the sect is plain and obvious as the sun. This is the end of side 2 of tape 2, ending on page 88. Please go to the next tape for continuation and conclusion of the book.